Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Now that hopeless place is really happy. Turned it all around. It is gorgeous out the windows here. So pretty in downtown San Francisco right now. Just beautiful. Hopefully wherever you are too. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Money? Anybody? What's the money? How about $5,000 starting next week? Just listen to Alice on the Odyssey app. That's it. Download the free Odyssey app right on your phone.
I like this new you with the 5,000. Like the most I've ever gotten from you is maybe a 20. Now I'm getting 5K. It's nice. I like it. The new you.
Yeah.
The new year, the new you.
New year, more money. I want to give you more money. You're welcome. You're welcome as well.
Thanks.
$5,000. Mm-hmm. We're doing it every day. So you get the free Odyssey app. You download that. It's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's funky spelling, but you know, you'll figure it out. You're super smart. Log in, listen to Alice for at least 1 hour a day. Do that cumulatively. So you know, half an hour here, half an hour Janie show. And then you get a daily entry. Of course, we're not limiting you to 1 hour, by the way. I did not mean to make that sound like you should only listen. Please stay. Just please listen all day.
Invite your friends.
Tell everyone. $5,000. Somebody's going to win it every single day, and it starts on Monday.
We want listeners.
We do. We want listeners.
And winners.
And we want winners. So, Robert De Niro, he's got a bunch of kids.
Bobby D.
He has 7 children. He has a 53-year-old daughter named Drena.
My goodness.
A 48-year-old son named Raphael. That's with his ex-wife, Diane Abbott. Twin sons, Julian and Aaron, who are 29 years old. He shares those with Tukey Smith.
Okay.
A son named Elliot and a daughter named Helen Grace with his ex-wife, Grace Hightower. That's the only ex-wife I was really familiar with. He welcomed a new daughter in April of 2023. So this kid is pushing 2 years old, 20 Ooh. Months old.
And how old is he?
He is, oh boy, I'm sure it's right
he's
here.
He's got to be,
he's 81. There it is.
He's in his 80s.
He is 81.
And he made a baby.
He has a girlfriend named Tiffany Chen. And they had a little baby named Gia. And she's adorable. You know, just a little baby. She couldn't be cuter. And he is her great, great, great grandfather. It's unbelievable. So
81.
I know. Well, in his defense, he was only 79 when he had the kid.
Right, I mean, right. You know, yeah, you're right. No, I mean, I think 70s. That if you've got enough money to cover that kid's needs for, it does suck though that, you know, that kid's going to experience the loss of a parent far younger than they should have to.
Well, at 81, it's possible that kid won't even remember him. That's kind of sad to me, you know? Mm-hmm. Like she might, maybe he makes it to 90 even. So she's like, yeah, you know, now she's later in life. She's like, yeah.
She'll never know the guy that was in Taxi Driver unless she watches Taxi Driver, though.
Which hopefully she would, right? Like that's certainly a legacy that he.
Absolutely.
But it is a late time in life to have a kid. And you are correct.
No, he'll be elderly when that kid
He'll never walk her down the aisle.
Right, right.
He won't have all life's moments with her. Well, he's got a 50. He has a daughter who's older than Maddie. Like, he's got lots and lots of kids.
Yeah.
And she's a 20-month-old, this new one. So, and she's adorable. So he is hanging with her all the time because he's 81. What's he going to do? He's just like, yeah, I don't want to.
He start life as a baby, end life, kind of.
Yeah. Well, he loves being a dad, apparently. Yeah. And I guess you'd have to. You get to seven kids, you're like, yeah, I'm into this. So he opened up about mornings that he spends with his 20-month-old. He did an interview with the Sunday Times that came out. It actually came out on Saturday, but it was with the Sunday Times. He says, I'm an early riser, and I spend my mornings watching Ms. Rachel with this daughter of mine. Are you familiar with Ms. Rachel? M.S. Rachel. Well, so I went, all right, I'll bite. I click on Ms. Rachel, and here is Ms. Rachel.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you say mama? Mama.
Now, I'm going to stop you right there.
Mama.
So this person is, what a nice lady.
So she's doing a newborn thing, though. This is for very young children.
Very, very young.
And the equivalent, now this is YouTube I'm looking at. Is that correct? So just to mention this for anyone who's out there, I don't know Miss Rachel, but I did watch something called Baby First, and it's on your TV. It's not YouTube, but it was great. They do little skits with little characters and they do.
Well, you keep it simple.
Colors.
You keep it simple for the toddlers.
Right.
So these are things for toddlers. My issue with her is I just don't like her face. I would never sit my kid
Miss
in front
Rachel
of it. Sorry
looks
about it,
like
Ms. Rachel.
A delight.
No, she's like, she looks, it's fake. She, the whole thing where she's looking at your kid with their weird eyes and her face. I'm like, I'll take care of the mama, dad, dad stuff. This lady's not in charge of my kid.
Let's hear a little more of Ms.
Rachel. All right, let's hear a little more.
Let's sing it. Mama. Let's clap it. Mama. Let's sign it. Mama. Good job.
There's nothing wrong with this lady. She's fine.
It's awful. It's just
I love her.
I can't stand it.
Mama. Can you say dada?
I can.
Dada.
I've had enough of this.
She teaches them to sign. I love that. I love her.
You know what? There are other places to learn that. So I'm just, here's my feeling. Don't show your kids this.
Stop it.
You know what, De Niro? Just interact with your own kids. Just go, mama. Try it again, kid. Mama. Ma.
You talking to me?
13 million subscribers. Like, I wonder what this lady is. Can you look up what Ms. Rachel's, what did she earn last year on YouTube? It's crazy. Just awful. Oh.
Good for her.
No, it's great for her.
She probably took a child development course in college.
Oh, no, she's a teacher. She's a teacher.
Oh, there you go. A teacher.
Yeah.
And now she just puts, turning her, time in college into a fortune, probably.
Her net worth is estimated to be between $10 and $30 million. So she's close to Tom Holland Zendaya money there.
Mm-hmm. What do you say? 10 to 30?
10 to 30.
She's richer than them. Didn't you say he was 25 mil?
25.
Yeah.
I'm going with it. She's a $30 million. Because this is what we're doing. We're parking our kids in front of this lady. Oi, be this lady. What? This is just...
Well, look, here's what I will say. I don't know what Bobby D's deal is on a daily basis.
Nobody knows.
These videos probably follow a progress or a progression that you can, as a parent, sort of plug into. Like, let's go to the next thing. Now we know how to sign mama and daddy, and now we go to I don't mind it. I needed help. Baby First is what we used, but I think it's cool.
All right, you know what,
I think you don't like it because she wears suspenders.
Oh, I don't mind that. That's like a overalls. I like overalls. But I don't like, here's what I don't like about it. I feel like this chick is going to finish this video and she's going to rip that dumb headband off. And she's going to go to the bar. Like, that's who this lady is.
So what?
Dada.
No way.
Yeah,
let's
she is.
Sing it.
And she's going to badmouth the kids that watch her videos. She's going to be laughing and drinking her money.
You're so broken.
I know.
Yeah, why not? What's the matter with that?
I had a visceral reaction to this. It's more like, I can't take it.
Then this morning, she was like, This is the worst thing on YouTube.
By the way,
please pull this,
this
up.
This one video, the Mama Dada thing, 1.1 billion views.
I'm telling you, parents need help trying to, like, it's you just don't know what you've done and where you're supposed to go next. Not everybody knows, like, child development, and she's probably got... And
nah,
look, Blippi is as annoying as
the...
it gets, and I didn't know what Blippi was until Bryn was dressed as Blippi for Halloween, and I went, let me look at that. He's annoying, but the kids loved him.
Yeah. I don't know that a kid should get everything that they love. I've took one look at Barney and went, you're not watching that anymore. Mm. We're going to find you something else to watch. And we, you know, and unfortunately, or fortunately for my kids, I couldn't give them an iPad because I'm sure I would have. I was a terrible mother. But I knew that this lady and Barney were bad for the kids. But, you know, that's my opinion. I don't have to have an opinion. And if I tell John this later, he'll be like, you don't have to. You can get rid
Sarah,
of that opinion.
Oh, for 916 God's sake. Says, Sarah!
Don't try and talk me into this lady. I don't like it.
Ms. Rachel is huge with kids, and she has toys at Target that sell out.
Oh, my God. No wonder she has $30 million. Good for her. Great. Congratulations, Ms. Rachel. You got it all
figured out. Ms. Rachel, annoying, but is huge. I see her product. Oh, there's another one. I see her products at Target. She's really outspoken about human rights, which is awesome.
Oh, don't tell me what's good about her. I want to hate her.
Maybe YouTube shouldn't be the one teaching your baby how to say mama. Why are we even talking about putting babies in front of screens?
Because that's what is happening. So at least put them in front of a screen that doesn't have that lady on it. Jesus. Very judgy.
I love Ms. Rachel.
Don't
says
love
925.
Her. Stop loving her.
You're bitter, Sarah.
What? About what?
LOL.
But, oh, because you know what? I am bitter because she's got $30 million. Bitter about that. Okay, next story. I'm done talking about this lady. Plus, everyone's going to go check her out now. Don't do it.
Yeah, she just got her way more followers.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with me? Oh, my God. Maddie, turn that off.
Let's clap it.
You know I have a button here for
Ms.
you.
Ms. Rachel right. is huge. My 1.5-year-old son is obsessed. She came out with toys, and he has a talking Ms. Rachel doll he loves and hugs. It's like the new Elmo.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, well, she has videos with Elmo.
How do you know that?
Because I dove in deep after mm-hmm. we got into it this morning.
Maddie was like, I think Maddie just was like, she could be my mommy. Mm. You know, he was looking at her and he's
well, book
like,
her.
Mommy. No.
Let's meet her in
no.
real life.
Ms. Rachel.
Ms. Rachel. I don't like it. But that's just how I feel.
If she comes in here, no. you might be able to charm her. You never know. Yeah, hey, you know, now that we're done with the show, let's go get some breakfast, Ms. Rachel. Yeah.
Oh, like
you then you can be in one of her
you're
videos.
Saying, no, thanks. You're saying you want him to hit it off with Ms. Rachel.
You can make time with Ms. Rachel. Right?
I would make time with Ms. Yeah. Rachel.
I don't know, man. She looks like she hits the bar a lot. You guys can't go
Dad,
there.
Stop
Dad.
With that. That's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
And look at Maddie's looking at her, very hungry.
He, I know, like big wide smile.
Just wants to kiss that face.
I like it. Yeah, she looks cute. And I like that. I like.
Okay, we're gonna talk about donkeys now. We're done with her. Take that off. But get that off my thing.
Hi, Perry.
Talk about a donkey.
Right.
Yeah. So donkeys.
Hi, Miss Rachel.
Have become a thing on this show. I'm gonna look for donkey stories. We got Dominic the donkey, the Christmas mm-hmm. donkey.
You got it. Italian.
Christmas donkey.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we found out that the Shrek donkey character was based on a Palo Alto donkey named Perry, mm-hmm. Who passed. Rest in peace, Perry. And it's today I got a story about Jelly Roll and his donkey. He got
All
a donkey
right.
and he couldn't be happier. He loves his donkey. Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny XO. These are people who have a bunch of money now and they are living their dreams. You know what he wants? A farm. He was like, I bought a farm and I'm going to be a farmer. And this is what I want. A farm. So you have to go get some animals for your farm. So the other day, Bunny XO goes, they were supposed to go get a miniature cow. Now, I thought to myself, what is the purpose of a miniature cow? But really, what's the purpose of a miniature anything? Great. I guess it's a cow you can always wrangle. It'll never be too big for you to wrangle it. These cows, they're furry. They look like little, they're like different colors.
Cows are neat.
You haven't spent a lot of time with cows, have you?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Cows can lick into their own and do constantly lick into their own nostrils. They also stink.
Look.
They're dumb. They stand around in mud and muck all day.
I drive the coast home almost every day. And the farms along the coast that have the cows out there grazing.
Looks great.
They look beautiful. They look happy. Mm. They look, and I think badly about myself when I think I've eaten your friends and I'm sad about it.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't eat your friends ever.
Well, their whole thing is, you know, we're making more of us for you to eat.
Yeah. Get to know a cow and you'll be no problem eating them.
Yeah. But they're dumb. They're just dumb animals. They're very sweet. They're not mean. Well, I think bulls are maybe, you know, some bulls are mean, but they, in their defense, someone's sticking them with something, you know, there's a matador poking at them.
Right.
Oh, I've had female cows come at me.
Is that so?
Yeah.
It's because you're so hot.
Yeah, that's right. I'm standing out in the field and they're like, oh yeah, let's get some of that.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey, Bessie, I saw him first. So anyway, Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny XO, they're filling out their farm. So the other day they went, Bunny's like, I'm getting one of these miniature cows. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm picturing, you know, the black and white cow that you see everywhere. No, these are like, they're kind of fuzzy. And they've got horns, like good sized horns.
Mm.
Do you have a, did you, did I share this with you?
I didn't get the cow picture.
I shared this with you. So you do have it. It's if you click on the,
gotcha.
Yeah, click that one link there. So she's supposed to get this one miniature cow and she shows up at home. And she's got three of them because she was like, I couldn't decide. Here's all my little miniature cows that I got. Their names are Brownie, S'mores, and Crunch.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, and they're very handsome mini cows. All right, so here we go. This is, look at those three little dolls. She got a black one, like a tan one, a black and tan, and a white one.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, they're very cute little cows. I don't know if they're babies, but they do say they're miniature, so maybe they're full grown. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's for the same thing about, I guess some people are like miniature horse enthusiasts.
You
like,
know, I don't. I know he's made a ton of money now, and he's probably got the option to have a staff and people that will take care of this stuff. Whenever I think of getting animals, I think of the amount of care that you put into having animals.
Yes.
And
a farm is daily, no joke.
Right. So like the last thing on my list of to-dos, especially if I hit the lottery and like he has, would be to get a farm and get more chores.
Yeah.
That would be the last on my list. I just wouldn't do it.
I guess he didn't grow up on a farm because, you know, here's the other thing. Hands, farm hands. You know, you hire a couple people, you let them be caretakers. I'm sure Bunny XO in that outfit, she's not doing a lot on that farm. She just wants to visit her little cows.
That's what I'm saying is I wouldn't. Right.
They want to be the lord and lady of the manor.
Okay.
And all the, there's cow wranglers out there. They're going to get themselves a real life cowboy. They're going to get some horses. I'm sure they'll have chickens, goats, but they're also getting a donkey. So apparently Jelly was feeling jelly roll. Are these tattoos?
They're horrible.
What's this on my face? Anyway, Jelly Roll was feeling left out because everybody got a farm animal except for him.
Mm.
So the next day, he treated himself to his very own donkey.
You want to hear his excitement?
Sure. I didn't even know we had his excitement. Please, yeah,
I'll
please
play some audio
some
from
excitement.
Him getting his donkey.
To the future donkey, I loved you from day one. There's no way he's standing up right now.
He's standing up, baby.
No, I'm telling you, he's laying down.
He's standing up.
That donkey's not that small.
He's that small. He's a mini donkey.
Oh, this is the best donkey ever. Oh my God, he's standing up. What's up, donkey? Donkey.
Yeah, this is the fun part. But then the care, daily care and feeding of animals.
And smelling of them.
Dude.
So it's a mini donkey. So it was so small that he thought it was laying down. But no, it just has tiny little mini donkey legs.
Mm.
Is there any pictures of the mini donkey?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Let's see the mini donkey.
I'm having an issue with my thing here.
So he treats himself to his... treats himself to a donkey, a round of donkey. Live, though, not the sausage variety.
Oh, here you go.
There we go. Tiny little donkey. No, he, yeah, that, he did, I, maybe the Jelly's just so tall, it looked like the donkey was laying down. That doesn't even look like a mini donkey. That's like a regular donkey.
Hold on, look at it there. So cute. Look at
it. He looks good.
Oh my God. He's a cute little trotting donkey.
The donkey's cute, but actually Jelly Roll looks like he may have lost a few. Looking pretty good.
Oh, I didn't even look at. I didn't even look. Well, isn't that his goal? He wants to be on Men's Health or Men's Fitness. Boy, he still has those tattoos though. He is. He seems like such a great guy. Now I'm going to let my kids watch the Jelly Roll videos. They're Can you say Dada? Can you say Step Dada? Can you say Mama? Mama. Anyway, I'm just assuming those are things he says.
So hostile, really. Honestly, what is your deal? People need help. A lot of people have written in and saying, you shouldn't show your kid any screen. Listen, I get it. You're a great parent. Maybe the best of all time. Some of us are like, I need help. How do I entertain this thing?
There's plenty of help out there. There's Blippi. There's everything, anything except for Barney and this lady. Get this lady out of there. I just feel her.
Ms. Rachel's been around for years. She's very popular for all babies, all the way through toddlers.
Mm. Well, enjoy. I'm just telling you my opinion on it, which, by the way, is based on 30 seconds of that video. I was like, oh, God.
Someone else says that Ms. Rachel has a child on the spectrum and there was nothing out there that could help her.
Quit making me feel for this lady.
I'm trying to make you understand she's a nice lady trying to help people who need it.
I don't want to hear that. They've named the pet donkey. Back to the donkey, which was the thing I really wanted to talk about. His name is Grizz. So this means that Jelly Roll is officially in his farm era. They have some livestock now. And so congrats to Jelly Roll and Bunny XO, who I think didn't he say he was losing weight so that they can try and get pregnant? I thought that was like one of the motivating factors for him was they want to have a kid.
I'm not sure. Oh, 415 says, Maddie, have you ever eaten donkey?
No.
Oh,
no.
You draw the line at donkey.
He
doesn't draw that line. I'm telling you right now, if I had donkey sausage, he'd be like, I will treat myself donkey sausage.
I would try donkey sausage.
Yeah, he doesn't have a line.
It's not widely
available. You don't have like commercial donkey processing plants.
Sure, it tastes like horse.
Mm. Don't talk about horses. Okay, I'm done. That was fun, though.
What does that mean?
I'm done with this break. It's over. The break is over. I'm not done with anything else.
Here's a text. Dudes, Marty is right.
Who's Marty?
He is.
Oh, Maddie.
Spell correct. Maddie. Oh, Bob, Marty, anything you want to call him.
Ms. Rachel would be hot with a little hoary makeup.
Okay. Jesus. We'll be back after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Follow us all on Instagram. You can find all our handles by going to Alice973 on Instagram.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Mm. Ants making your home their new hangout spot.
Party!
ATCO Pest Control is here to shut down the party.
Oh.
Visit atcopestcontrol.com to kick those pesky intruders to the curb and reclaim your space.
But we were just getting comfortable, and your potato chips are delicious.
ATCO Pest Control, ATCO.
I like it.
atcopestcontrol.com. All right. Should be a beautiful day and a beautiful week ahead. It's sunny.
That is great news.
There's some wind, so you'll have to deal with that. But it looks beautiful out, low to mid 60s for today and getting up into the 70s over the next week.
Wow.
So nice days ahead. Soak it up.
Will do. I'll try to.
Mm-hmm.
Lug out those outdoor cushions.
This is one of those questions that I've become numb to.
Oh.
And it's interesting because I imagine there are people out there who don't live in a big city who would think, well, those driverless cars are going to kill somebody. I think they did actually, or hurt somebody real bad. But I don't even think twice about him. I see him on the roads outside all the time. And I actually
used to be, you'd go, oh my God, is there, that's one of those cars. Is there a guy in there? Is there anyone driving? Is there, what's going on with that? And now it's just like, oh my God, this again. They're much more aggressive now than they were to begin with. They definitely are not aggressive. They're just not pussyfooting around anymore.
Oh,
it's okay.
Almost took my head clean off.
Don't just relax about it.
All right.
They're just a little bit more assertive.
Most Americans remain skeptical of driverless cars.
You're right.
You met him before. He's a friend of mine he lives up in Oregon and.
Isn't the world his home?
He's all over. He's yes. But as RV he rolled guy. Through town, he came down to hang with me over Christmas.
Oh,
his family was with me for a week. Actually.
Wow.
Him and I went surfing and did all kinds of stuff.
Did they stay at a campground or did they stay?
No, they stayed at my place.
Oh. Hmm? Oh. Your smaller place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, my point was that as they rolled through San Francisco, he was saying, I can't believe all the cars with no drivers. And I went, you know, it's funny. I don't even notice anymore at all.
Right. We got used to it pretty fast.
Really, really fast. Our old building was where they lived.
It was like where the ant's nest was. Yeah. Tell Atco.
So anyway, a recent survey finds that while a lot of people are still skeptical, many people are warming. It's starting to seem like a more normal thing. And right. I wouldn't think twice about jumping in a Waymo and having it take
I
me
would
where,
love to.
Yeah. I wouldn't
so
think twice about it.
I think they're just in the city right now. But remember when last time Scott Capro was on the show, or one of the last times, I was like, do it with a Waymo. Figure it out. And he did. He took a Waymo, no driver, dropped him off here. I think, didn't he get locked out of it, though? There's like, it's tricky. You got to learn how to do it.
I don't remember that.
He showed up and it was only for him, but he was on the wrong phone or something, or yeah, somehow screwed up. I can't
remember.
More
Americans are now enthusiastic about autonomous vehicles. They say they'd be willing to try one, believe they are safe, and support allowing them in their cities. A growing share also anticipate driverless cars will become widespread.
Excellent.
And that when this happens, there will likely be a decrease in the amount of people killed or injured in traffic accidents. So that's very optimistic.
I wonder about like networking these things together. If this becomes really normal. I mean, we're already like acclimated to it and it's only been a couple of years, but now, you know, fast forward 25 years, say, and everybody's in these like electric autonomous cars and they all get on the highway and they all are digitally talking to each other. And they're all like, well, now we go 150 miles an hour. All of us, let's go. And then that's what you're traveling at because they're all the tolerances are being obeyed.
What's the problem?
No, nothing. I'm just wondering if they're going to network like that.
Sounds great to me.
Or if they'll always be their own single thing.
One of the interesting things that comes up in this article, and we're talking about Americans and how they feel about driverless cars or autonomous vehicles. And
fancy.
And it's something that I don't think about. And I take it for granted because I'm a dude.
Okay. What is it?
About whether a woman getting into an autonomous vehicle versus, say, an Uber or a taxi might feel more safe without, you know, the whole man and the bear thing. You know, I think the bear. But anyway.
I know what his intentions are.
Well, what I'm saying
doesn't have
is
a cabin with a
I can see if you have an aversion to man's that you might say, I'll take the autonomous vehicle. I don't know. Yes. You tell me.
Well, here's the first thing that popped in my mind when you said this is there's definitely a man hiding in the autonomous vehicle. Now I've gotten in and there's a man in there.
Now
what am I going to do? And the doors won't open.
Women and older Americans are especially likely to view driverless cars with skepticism.
Oh.
But I feel like I can see that they might start to, if they have a safe journey, might go, now I don't have to entertain some dude and his dumb questions.
Right. And that's, I want to say it's Uber. You can say, I don't want to talk. You say it on the app before they even pick you up. So you're not taking a look at them and they're feeling like you've just rejected them. Yes, Minnie.
Do you have, just off the top of your head, a percentage of women drivers versus men in the times you've taken Ubers? I've never had a female driver ever.
Oh, really?
15% of women.
Okay.
I've definitely had plenty of women, but mostly men.
Okay. Well, anyway, It'll be interesting to see how this goes going forward.
The chattiest one out of all of them was a woman. And we were trapped in that car. And she was telling us all about her pilot episode or something that she wanted to do. So, like, I thought, oh, boy. Oh, we decided we want to get out here. I don't know what she was doing. She's like pitching everybody that got in that car, I guess.
You really hate talking to people.
I do. What is wrong with me? I do it for a living. Is that what it is? Because it feels like work?
No, because I do this for a living, too, and I love chat. I love to learn about people. I do. You've been with me.
I love to interview my Uber drivers every time. Get their best stories.
Oh, that just sounds so...
Stop it.
I want to just look at my phone.
Don't.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Next story.
Okay.
Driverless cars are for you.
They are. You know what? They're definitely for me. I want a driverless car.
How much prison time have you done?
Well, there was that one run back in the 80s. Zero prison time. What about you?
None.
What about you, Maddie? Tell the truth for once.
You get a couple... 18 hours.
Oh, so a drunk tank.
Yeah, drunk tank.
Oh, well, that's not prison. That isn't prison.
No, it wasn't, actually. It was actually really nice.
Ask Bobby.
Yeah, that isn't prison.
Redwood City.
Bobby, ever done any prison?
Looks like he has.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway... We've all heard about prison and that sometimes people try to get stuff in that wouldn't otherwise be allowed.
Contraband.
This guy, one place. A 43-year-old inmate in Georgia named Kenneth Gibbs, was trying to smuggle a lot of junk in his trunk.
Oh.
A lot.
What kind of junk?
2 vape canisters, 4 syringes, 1 vape cartridge, 3 batteries, 1 cigarette lighter, 0.64 grams of marijuana.
Oh.
All of it.
This is on check-in? Like he's showing, or is he trying to deliver this to like a friend of his who's in the joint?
He is sitting on it.
Yeah, but for what reason? Because he's getting put in jail?
Yes.
Because he's smuggling it into the jail for a friend? Like, what's the deal?
He didn't tell them exactly what his plan was with the contraband, but he's facing multiple charges and looking at more time. He was initially locked up for theft, possession of meth, and violating parole.
Oh, boy.
But then, unfortunately for him, they decided to look in his trunk and found all that stuff in there.
Is that a regular scan that they do? I mean, it does seem like being admitted into some place, they'd be like, well, we're going to check all your pockets.
I'm going to guess some people are more suspicious than others.
Right.
And also a limp or something might be, I don't know if that puts a...
I'm fine. Everything's okay. Oh, God.
That's a lot of... 4 syringes.
It's a lot.
2 vape canisters. 1 vape cartridge. 3 batteries. 1 cig lighter.
This clearly isn't his first rodeo. It's not his first camping trip. He's packing all that stuff in there and knows he can do it, you know?
Well.
Maybe
he had help getting loaded.
Packing, yeah.
And then they just went, you're full.
Okay.
You're all filled up.
I'm going in. To clench the whole time?
I wouldn't know. I don't carry things there.
Just wondering if you knew.
You tell me.
I wouldn't know. I'm not carrying anything in there.
You did prison time, Maddie. What'd you carry in your, you know, natural pocket?
Oh, it was no, nothing in there.
Oh. Nothing in there, huh?
No ins or outs.
I have a list of the safest cities in the United States. There's 20 of them, but we won't do them all, but 20 safe cities.
Is it Detroit?
Madison, Wisconsin's on the list at 19.
Oh.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. That does seem safe.
Let me go down the list a little ways. Let's see. Oh, New Hampshire. Nashua?
Nashua.
Nashua.
You know
Nashua,
it?
Yeah. You know, Evil Rick used to live in Nashua. Yeah.
I thought he was a Boston guy. What's he doing in New Hampshire?
He had a job up there.
Cow Hampshire?
Working in Cow Hampshire. You know all the little...
Well, of course I do. I listen to you. Missoula, Montana makes the list. These are the safest cities in America.
All right. Just based on what? Like crime rates?
Yeah, all the stuff.
Like good, you know, well-maintained sidewalks and all.
Montana looks really pretty, but no one talks about Montana being very cool.
It's big. It's really
Chesapeake,
large.
East Virginia makes the list.
Oh, East Virginia. It's the other Virginia.
Irvine, California comes in at 11.
Irvine. Oh, no. That's your hometown.
Virginia Beach, East Virginia.
Wow.
More East Virginia. What do you say that about that town in East Virginia?
What do you say that about that town in East Virginia?
I don't say that about nothing about that
town.
What
do you say? Why did you?
That's the wrong state.
Portland, Maine.
Oh, that's lovely.
Is it?
Yeah. All those areas are lovely.
You said everybody in Maine is butt ugly, though.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's ugly there. All the people in Maine, please. The only people who aren't ugly are the people who've left Maine. Like, they were like, I couldn't live there anymore. Too many ugly people.
You know how your boys are New Yorkers now? Do they live in Yonkers?
They don't.
Yonkers makes the list of the safest cities in America. Boise, Idaho comes in at 5. Burlington, Vermont comes in at 4. Warwick, Rhode Island.
Warwick.
Casper, Wyoming. And South at number one.
This is the safest city in America.
South Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, boy. Burlington and South Burlington? Who even knew there were two different places?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's, well, you're the one that goes there.
It's
you
very
tell
nice.
Us.
I've been there one time.
And?
To Burlington. I didn't feel one way or another
Anything
about it.
Anything good happen to you there, particularly?
Went on a bike ride out to some place where you could get a ferry across. What is that, Lake Placid right there? That's a big lake right there. In Burlington. It's a big.
I thought Lake Placid. Is it big? Lake Placid's New York.
Yeah, it's on the border. Oh, it is Lake Placid? Yeah, it's like one side is Vermont, one side is New York. It is a really beautiful town.
The only
cute
places
downtown.
In New York that I actually went were the city.
Yeah, and Long Island.
And Long Island.
Does Long Island count as the city?
No.
It's just its own thing. It is a very Long Island.
There's lots of.
Oh, that's right. All the Hamptons are out there.
Yeah.
Lots of people live in Long Island.
Long Island.
And that's where my mom grew up in the Bronx. Wait, Brooklyn. I don't know. Brooklyn, I think.
Okay.
Yes. And then they moved as a family to Long Island.
Now we're going to go to Long Island.
And that's
good over there. We'll bring the dogs. Take them for walks.
That's where I used
get
to go.
Get some coffee.
Mostly was
Long Island.
To Grandpa's house.
Oh, we're going to go to Grandpa's.
I love that. I loved going to visit. I mean, I didn't.
Oh, my God. I actually didn't,
but when I was forced to go.
Right. But now, but you were forced, but then later in life, you have all these memories of it.
I remember getting in my grandpa's Cadillac.
Come get some Carvel.
We'll go get Carvel. We'll go get a slice, whatever. It was always nice. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm with you, Sarah, says 707. Been called a pathological extrovert, but for some reason, I hate chatting with people when it feels forced. I just want to zone out in the Uber.
Yeah, I don't want to make friends with the Uber driver. I don't want him to know anything about me, and I don't want to know anything about him. I just want it to be transactional. Thank you.
608 says, hello from Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, hello.
Allison.
Very, very safe.
Madison.
Allison.
From Madison.
Yeah. That nice. Right. Well done.
707 says, Montana's gorgeous. They just hate Californians.
Oh, that's too
that
bad.
That seems very, you know, hostile.
I learned to ski in Montana. First time I ever really.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You snowboarded with me long before that.
Oh, really? Was that me learning to ski?
The time you went, I hurt my thumb.
And then the next time I hurt my knee. And he still hurts from that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I have very lingering injuries. Vinny, don't tell me what I have. Stop trying to tell me what hurts. You don't know.
I do know.
I don't think so.
You're dramatic and you make stuff up.
I can't really deny that.
Right. Waymo would have been cool for my elderly mom who couldn't drive as she aged but wanted to get out. Yeah, Waymo's cool. I think it's neat.
Well, it's probably not in that text. When are they going to go wider? Like, they're really, I think you can just go point to point in the city right now.
Yeah, that's it.
But they won't even take you over a bridge. Well, they won't take it up. You couldn't take one home, huh?
I don't think so, no.
Let's find out. Get on. Just do it. Don't throw your hands up in the air like that.
310 says, the driverless cars, it's all great until they get hacked. At some point, it will happen.
And then we'll all be taken out into the desert, and they'll be like, okay, who's going to feed all these prisoners? Then what are we going to do with them? No one's going to hack the cars. Jeez. Stop it. I mean, come on. Like, okay, maybe someone, they'll hack them, but then you just get out and be like, all right, well, I guess I'll walk where I'm going then. This thing got hacked.
Yeah, wait a minute.
They're not going to drive them off cliffs or anything.
Just in the city and Daly City.
Oh.
So you can go to Daly City.
If I needed to go. If you're commuting in from Daly City to, like, the financial district, yay you. I wonder what that costs. Are they comparable to Uber and Lyft, or is it a lot cheaper because there's no human involved? And isn't there a human involved? Is there someone sitting in a room somewhere making sure that everything's okay?
Yeah. So my friend, Luke Albano, Luke, you know, he loves them because he can't drive because of his vision.
Right, right.
So he loves them because he can listen to music real loud and just do like we would do when we're in a car by ourselves.
Except you're
There is a button you can hit if the Waymo gets stuck or something, and they can take over.
Oh, so they can, you did tell me about this. So they're like able to remotely control the car and get it out of a situation or whatever.
And they're either a little less or about the same as an Uber or Lyft, but you have to factor in there's no tipping.
So, that's, yeah, sure. Yeah. And no, like, you know, star shaming.
Yeah.
Which I always do. I'm like, you give me 5 stars, I'll give you 5 stars. Even though I threw up in your car. All right? So, fair trade. Okay, we're going to take a break.
She probably did do that too, by the way, the throw up in the car. I mean, that seems to be a monthly occasion. No?
Posty's a good tipper after this.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.